Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week we're talking about vulnerable leadership. Now, those are two words that often don't get put together all that often. You know, it's vulnerable leadership. But I've been thinking about this for quite a while. And, you know, a lot of the themes in my book, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Has Already Taken, are about authenticity. And when people often ask me, well, what does that mean? What is it to be authentic? I usually respond and say, you know, I don't really know. I know I wrote a whole book about it, but I'm not 100% sure. I feel like my definition of authenticity in my own life changes all the time. It's continuing to evolve. And I think for most of us, what it is to be real, to be ourselves, to be genuine, changes all the time. But I often will quote Mother Teresa, who's one of my favorite people to quote, and she said, honesty and transparency make you vulnerable. And then she said, be honest and transparent anyway. So I think of this in the context of leadership. And one of the things that I've noticed in my own life and have a pretty strong judgment about as it relates to leadership, leaders in our world, political leaders, if you will, governmental leaders, business leaders, you know, people who get out front and lead. And look, leadership is not easy, as we all know. Whether you run a big Fortune 500 company or you're a boss at your job or, you know, you happen to be in some kind of elected office or you ran for class president when you were in, 11th grade or whatever, leadership is tough. I mean, look what we do to our leaders. We judge them, we criticize them. In some cases, some of our greatest leaders that have ever walked on this planet have been assassinated. Assassinated. For talking about love, for talking about peace, for talking about coming together. But back to my judgment is that even as difficult as leadership is, so often when a lot of us find ourselves in leadership positions or when we turn on the TV and listen to our leaders talk, we're so full of it. And what I don't mean that there's necessarily bald-faced lies, although there are in a lot of cases. But one of the things that seems missing so often is vulnerability, is a sense of being human, being scared, being weak, being confused, all of those things that happen for us as human beings in life. Nobody's immune to vulnerability. In fact, it's one of the most important qualities of being in relationship with someone, being able to trust someone, and even believing in someone that you will follow their lead. Now, this is counterintuitive to a lot of us. And for many people, particularly based on how you were raised, where you were raised, the generation in which you were raised, we've sort of grown up and been taught this notion of say the right thing, act as if you have it together, and never let them see you sweat, particularly as it relates to leadership. But think about the times in your life where you've really felt you could trust someone, you would follow their lead. I would bet at some level there was a sense of vulnerability. And see, people think vulnerability means weakness. It doesn't at all. It means transparent. It means open. It means real. It means in touch with who you really are. The great stuff about you and the not so great stuff about you. And able to take responsibility for all of that. Now, this is often easier said than done. And I think for many of us, when we find ourselves in leadership positions, and look, not all of us relate to ourselves as leaders. And here's the irony of leadership. And not all of us are or are interested. That's fine. But it doesn't mean that you're in a position of leadership necessarily. It means you show up as a leader in life. It means you influence other people. And maybe, again, it's in your job. Maybe it's at school. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's as a parent in your relationship. You know, I remember being interviewed on the radio a few years ago around Father's Day, and the interview focused on fatherhood. And the host actually said something really great to me during this radio interview. He said, you know, Mike, a few years back, someone gave me some great advice about fathering my son. And that was, you know, when I find that I'm getting stuck or I'm not sure, I don't know what to do, is to tell him that. Not like an excuse, but to say to him, hey, listen, I've never been the father of a 12-year-old boy before. I'm doing the best I can. And the thing about vulnerability, and I thought, what a great reminder for me, as you know, he was telling me this a few years back, and our girls are now 4.5 and 2, and there are many moments when I feel like I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And I want to be the best father I can. I want my girls to trust me. I want them to believe in me. I want them to, you know, listen to what I have to say. I want to love them as best I can, support them, set them up for life, and do all the things that we want to do for our children. And part of that is being a leader with my girls in my family. But that doesn't mean that I know what I'm doing all the time. That doesn't mean I have it all together. Clearly not. So, you know, being vulnerable with my girls, as I am, even as young as they are now, and I hope to be throughout the course of my life and theirs, is essential, I think. And that's true for us at work. That's true for us in whatever type of leadership roles we find ourselves in. You know, I mean, think about turning on the television and listening to our president or a governor or a senator or a congressperson look us in the eye and vulnerably share how they feel. You know, as sort of unpopular as that may be, as who knows how that would be spun. But, you know, I mean, what if the president got on TV and said, you know, don't really know what to do about the situation we're dealing with in Afghanistan or Iraq, or we're not really sure what's going to happen here with the economy. We're doing the best we can and hoping that it all turns out, you know? But I got to tell you, I lay awake some nights scared that some of the decisions we make are really going to screw things up. And I hope to God they don't. And every decision I make, I hope is the best one. And I hope it benefits the most people. But you know, you can't even imagine what it's like to live with this kind of pressure. Now, people might say, oh, he's whining. Oh, well, that's part of the job. Get over it. But I don't know about you, but I would like be so excited. I would be so grateful. Just for the expression of vulnerability. I mean, this is, I'm not even talking about politics and whether you like the president or not. That's a whole nother conversation. But what would it look like in your life? Think of where you work. Now, maybe you're in a leadership position in your job. Or even if you are, everybody has a boss or a leader or some a supervisor they report to. Even if you have your own business. I mean, I have my own business. I don't have a boss per se, but I have lots of bosses, the people who hire me, my clients, and but just most of us have a boss, a leader of some kind. What would it look like for that person to turn to us and be vulnerable, be real, be honest, be transparent, be open about how they feel, about what's really going on? You know, it's those vulnerable, honest, real, genuine moments in life that really make the biggest difference, that have our relationships come together, that have us trust people, believe in people, work through conflicts. But one of the things we got to do is break up this notion in our minds that we can't show any sense of weakness, any sense of confusion, any sense of vulnerability as leaders. In fact, I would argue it's one of the most important qualities of being a great leader, someone who impacts and influences other people. Being able to say, I messed up. I apologize. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scared. This is confusing. Again, not whining and complaining, not making excuses, not, you know, psychoanalyzing ourselves or dumping our stuff onto people in an inappropriate way, but being real about what's going on and how we feel. So many times when I come in and work within organizations, people will share stories with me or examples in their own life as leaders or with people that they've worked with where they'll say, you know, he broke down and cried when we were really going through a difficult situation. And, you know, it seemed a little weird because guys don't usually do that, or people in his position don't usually do that. But I got to tell you, when he did that, wow, I really trusted him even that much more. Or we got on the conference call after the, you know, somewhat surprising reorganization, and the leader said, you know, I wish I had the answers. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know how this is all going to play out, but we'll do the best we can, or whatever. You know what I mean? There's so many examples of things that I hear, and as counterintuitive as it is, start looking at your own life, your own relationships, the situations where you find yourself in a leadership role. And again, for some of you, that's more overt and clear than others, but all of us have the opportunity, the possibility, the whether we have the desire or not, we will be in situations or already have been in situations in life where leadership is essential, where we need to step forward and step into that role of being a leader. And when we do that, when those opportunities present themselves, my invitation to you, my suggestion, my challenge is instead of trying to do it right, instead of trying to have the right thing to say and be on top of it and be smart and prepared and confident and all those things we think we need to be, nothing wrong with any of them, but be vulnerable, be real, be yourself, express what's really going on for you. People will trust you, people will want to follow you, and it takes away the pressure of having to figure it all out and do it all right, which none of us ever do. Thanks for listening, as always. You can stay in touch with me at my website at Mike-Robbins.com.